It's Matt Spiegel.
Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
For professional transportation, there's only one limousine company to count on, and that's Top Fleet Limo. Whether it's for business, personal, wedding transportation, bachelor parties, or to and from the airports, you can count on them. Their extensive fleet includes sedans, SUVs, stretch limos, party buses, and coach buses to accommodate any size group. Call Top Fleet today at 877-317-3201 or go to topfleetchicago.com and mention Score 10 for 10% off. Top Fleet. Take a ride with the pros.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way? Free. Ripping out the old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends January 18th.
The pros. Check out the Score's new lineup. Mully and Hanley mornings live at 5. Max Spiegel and Chicago guy Danny Parkins middays 9 a.m. to 1. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff afternoons 1 to 6. And finally, Lawrence Holmes nights 6 to 10. 25 years and counting as the voice of the fan. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago Sports Station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Vanicola. Looking for family fun this winter? We'll join Coach Collins and Northwestern Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Family plans are on sale now at nusports.com.
I will say to the Cubs, it took you long enough. I mean, I've only got 4 days left. You're just making another run.
As President Obama yesterday with the Cubs as he celebrated their championship at the White House. Didn't stop there as the president impresses with his Chicago sports knowledge.
For me, the drought hasn't been as long. We had the 85 Bears. We had the Bulls run the 90s. I've hosted the Blackhawks a number of times. The White Sox did win just 11 years ago with Ozzie and Conerico and Burley.
Did a great job yesterday with all the name pronunciations. Next year is going to be a real hoot for the Cubs on their annual White House visit. The Cubs claim today right-handed pitcher Dylan Floro from the Rays. The Bulls are looking for their third consecutive win as they host Dallas tonight. Tip-off is at 7. Niko Mirotić makes his return from an illness. That's an awful illness, too. A lot of bathroom time. The Blackhawks are on the road this evening facing Colorado. Puck drops at 8. The Avalanche have the conference low 27 points. Marcus Kruger was expected to skate today back here in Chicago. NFL News Championship Sunday is all set with Green Bay playing at Atlanta and New England hosting Pittsburgh. Coverage starting on the Score at 1 o'clock. The Pro Football Writers Association selected the Bears' Jordan Howard, Cody Whitehair, and Leonard Floyd to the All-Rookie Team. Ezekiel Elliott and Joey Bosa have been named their Offensive and Defensive Rookies of the Year. The Bears are all set to hire Jeremiah Washburn as their new offensive line coach. The Chargers interviewed Gus Bradley for their defensive coordinator position, and Ken Whisenhunt is staying on as their offensive coordinator. The Blue Jays and Jose Bautista have a one-year deal in place with a mutual option that could keep him in Toronto through 2019. College Buckets, Illinois takes on Purdue tonight with coverage starting on the Score at 6. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rose and Hyundai of Algonquin, where you save a fistful of dollars. And get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season, only $19.99. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz & Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
And Rondo is just, did you hear what he said after the game, let alone before the game? I felt fast. That's after he told everyone that Fred Hoiberg said that he was slow.
He brought up the fact that they brought up plus minus with him as well. Mm-hmm. And if you're a coach and you're talking to your players about plus minus, that's some rookie stuff, right?
When you're in charge of lineups and you're in charge of minutes.
Fred Hoiberg is aligning himself with the people who are in the spotlight right now. And those two people are Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler. And if you've noticed, Dwayne Wade nor Jimmy Butler has run to Rajon Rondo's defense.
Doesn't have to explain himself to anybody. Doesn't have to answer to anybody. What he says is what should be done because he is who he is. What a jackass.
Bernstein and Golf, the new afternoon show on The Score.
Here is Torrance driving, reverse layoff. Matthews with a long pass up ahead. Curry for three. Torrance, though, that is a run stopper with a ferocious flush. For three, Dirk, that's a rim. Two defenders on Barnes. Harris to rescue the possession. Trying to force D. Will into a miscue. Now Williams beats him. He goes to Matthews.
Oh, yeah.
Extra pass. Looking for the dagger.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
That voice you heard doing Mavs play-by-play, that of our next guest on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Shake off the cold of a hot Home Run In Pizza tonight. Mark Folliwell, TV play-by-play voice for the Mavs, done radio or TV since 2001. He's on Twitter at mfolliwell and with us now on The Score. He knows all about the Rajon Rondo experience, I'm sure. Hello, Mark.
Good afternoon. How are you?
We're good. We're good. Trying to figure out what Rajon Rondo is and isn't. He seems like a truth teller. Seems like a guy who is understanding of the ways of locker rooms and how to manipulate media when he wants to get a message out. And you guys saw that firsthand in Dallas. How contentious was that relationship between he and Rick Carlisle, or was it all overblown?
Well, certainly they butted heads a couple of, fairly well-publicized times. One included an on-the-floor shouting match in the second half of a game with the Toronto Raptors in what would have been, I guess, February of 2015, that led to a suspension for the next game against the Atlanta Hawks for the quote-unquote conduct detrimental to the team. However, having said the fact that certainly the relationship boiled over into some public blow-ups on at least one very noteworthy occasion, and then, of course, things not working out of the playoffs, I do think that there is a level of mutual respect there. And the fact is that, I mean, not that Rick has gone on record about a lot of the details of it, but he was asked before Chicago played in Dallas in early December about the fact that he spoke up on Rondo's behalf with Fred Hoiberg whenever Chicago was looking at signing him in the offseason. So I think Rick completely respects Rondo's competitiveness and the things that he does as a point guard that have helped in the past to teams winning. But, you know, certainly they obviously butted heads in their time in Dallas.
Where are the Mavs at 13-27 relative to reasonable expectations right now? I don't mean this glibly, but where are they? What in their life cycle as a team? I know the championship window is closed, but
they got the championship. You know how hard it is. We always say you need a Hall of Fame player at the peak of his powers, and then maybe some others close to something like that. And they had it in Dirk Nowitzki, and then there's Jason Kidd and Jason Terry, and they got it. And then I don't quite know what the plan is at this point to open the next window of contention.
Well, that's a great question. And the plan right now is that they're very excited about the acquisition of Harrison Barnes as a free agent signing in the summer. And he's had a big jump in production from 11 points a game to 20 points a game. And it's the part of the plan is seeing out the end of the Dirk career to the best of their ability and putting Dirk in a position to enjoy and savor his last, what we think all is going to be last season and a half remaining in the NBA. And then I think it's to everybody that's on the floor, play to the best of your ability for the remainder of this season. Play some younger, inexperienced players. Not all of them are getting a lot of playing time, but some of them are in terms of development going forward. We'll see what the draft holds for the summer, and there will just be a continuing to try to stockpile the right kind of assets to make the team as good as possible going forward.
That's a long-winded, I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm trying to be nice about it, but that really, that sounds sort of like a different version of the basketball hell that the Bulls are in.
Well, it is, and I don't know, because I guess in this league, you just never really know what's kind of around the corner for you, and I guess that's the boat that the Mavs are in right now. I don't think we ever would have believed a couple of years ago that, I mean, look, number one, I mean, they went for a move in Rondo that they thought was going to keep the window open longer and gave up a good player, a guy that's turned into a very good player in Jay Crowder and a first-round pick, and they gave up a key component at the time, although Brandon Wright's career hasn't necessarily gone a lot of places since he was in Dallas, but, you know, they tried to keep that window open, and now here we are 2 years later, probably surprised that Harrison Barnes landed here, but certainly has really blossomed into something. And I think the rest of the plan is, I don't want to say it's make it up as you go along, but I just think it's be willing to adapt to whatever circumstances present themselves and jump on any sort of opportunity to be as opportunistic as you can to grab some talent and make the thing better going forward.
For the last 14, 15 years, because of Dirk Nowitzki, this team has been a viable entity in the NBA's Western Conference, and now you're in a weird land or weird wasteland, as Dan mentioned it, in the NBA hell, where we don't talk about the Mavericks like we used to, and we don't see Mark Cuban as much because the spotlight isn't on this team nationally. Is his interaction with the squad the same way as it was when he was winning? Is he still there on the bench? Is he still doing the same things that Mark Cuban has been known for doing? Is just the magnifying glass has been removed?
Yes, he is. He is. I mean, he obviously has his other ventures, as we all know about, and Shark Tank being at the top of the list. But I think that it's been important, and Rick would be the first one to tell you this and has actually spoken about it on a couple of occasions during the season, that it's important that he's still there and going on road trips and showing up and being around the team and being supportive of the team, especially when, not that 13-27 sounds like a great record, but there was one point that the Mavs were 2-13 in their first 15 games and 3-15, 4-17, records like that. So the fact that he was still there, going out on road trips, being around the team, was certainly viewed as positive and something to try to help boost team morale. And clearly winning games at about a 500 clip now for about 6 weeks or so has helped boost team morale. And that's why they're talking. If anybody heard some of the sound that came out of Dirk, or maybe that might make its way onto Twitter from earlier today at Shootaround, whenever a couple of folks talked to him from the Dallas media and the Chicago media afterwards, I mean, the Mavs feel like they're pretty fortunate this year that the eighth seed of the West, which normally requires 44, 45, 46, 47 wins to get in there, is open for a team that could potentially be a 38-44 team. And I think, you know, their mindset is that even if it would mean facing a 70-win Golden State team, they want to try to make a run to get into the playoffs. So we'll see how that aspect of it plays out.
Mavericks, 95.7 points per game, 30th of 30 NBA teams in scoring, an offensive rating of 104.1 that is 25th of 30. The roster and the lineup has guys who can score. Why can't they score?
Well, I think early in the season, the team was decimated by injuries, especially to the decision-making and playmaking guards. So I would think that if you looked at the numbers for the last 6 weeks, not that they're going to lead the league or anything like that, but I think you would see much more middle of the pack to maybe slightly above average kind of numbers out of the Mavs. But early in the season, Williams missed time, Darren Williams I'm speaking of, and J.J. Barea and Devin Harris, and a lot of their playmaking guards who have the ability to create offense for themselves themselves or for other people were out of the lineup. And so you just saw a team that just had and by the way, Dirk missed a big chunk of the first 2 months of the season as well. So all of those things added up to just a titanic struggle to be able to score early in the season. The other reason that their scoring number is down is that they also play basically the 29th or 30th slowest pace in the league. They've been flip-flopping with Utah on that number all year long. They play a much slower game than Maverick teams have in the past.
How has Dirk been received this last year or two? Because we saw it get kind of weird with Kobe and his farewell year, and people started talking about the other young guys needing to get some minutes and not be under the specter of Kobe at all times. And not that those kinds of prospects or young prospects are on this Dallas Mavericks team, but you got a guy who's making $25 million for 1 year. And as you mentioned, you know, we'll see if he returns. But is there that kind of weirdness where you're watching a veteran, a Hall of Famer, hold on while a fan base is trying to figure out how this team's going to navigate these waters?
I don't think there's that kind of weirdness. I think there's a tremendous appreciation in Dallas for Dirk and what he meant for the franchise, which went from massive irrelevance and being just in a moribund state throughout the 90s to shooting to the top of the relevancy scale and winning a championship. And obviously Don Nelson and Cuban and Nash and Finley, to mention a Chicago guy, by the way, I mean, a lot of other people, not just Dirk, carries all of the weight for reestablishing relevancy for the Mavs from 2000 to 2015, but clearly Dirk's at the top of the list. So I don't think that you had any weirdness. There was disappointment that he was hurt. There's still a milestone of 30,000 points that I think people are interested in. The fact is that over the last week, since he's returned to the floor in the late part of December, right before Christmas, and they had to manage his minutes for a couple of weeks, now he's up to playing in the high 20s in minutes, and he's producing. He's coming off three games of 26, 18, and 17 with really good shooting numbers, and two of those being wins. So I think everybody sees that there's still some gas left in the tank, and I don't think there's really any weirdness at all. I think just about every Maverick fan wants to, for as long as possible, savor Dirk's every minute on the floor because he's a once-in-a-generation kind of talent, and we may never have anything like that ever again.
As I was looking over the roster, I was very excited to see a name and a guy that I did not know was on the coaching staff, one of my favorite guys from years back, a guy named Daryl Armstrong, who, when my very first job out of college with the now-defunct Raleigh Bullfrogs of the very short-lived Global Basketball Association, wow, out of Fayetteville State, he was our very first point guard, and he was, the first guy we signed as a startup team. This kid that nobody had ever heard of, undrafted, just a guy from a small, traditionally black college, and we had to cut him shortly after training camp because Chris Corciani was available, and the owners, who are NC State boosters, insisted on bringing in the former NC State guy. And then when he made the NBA and even got a guaranteed contract in the NBA, which is the coolest thing ever. And what a success story to see him now with a clipboard in his hand is just cool. I don't know if you hang out with him, how well you know him, but I loved seeing the name there that he's still successful in ball.
Daryl is a beloved Maverick. He was on the team in 2006 that went to the finals and lost to Miami. So he's very highly thought of, and he was a fan favorite because he played with a tremendous amount of energy. He was just a live wire that got the crowd going when he was out on the floor. And so there's a tremendous amount of respect for him in terms of what he meant late in his career as a Maverick player. And when we go to Orlando, I mean, you want to talk about royalty coming into town. I mean, this is someone who was one of a very beloved figure in Orlando Magic history as well, because he was part of some good teams in the late 90s and the early 2000s. And he's one of those guys, and he's not the only one. There are so many stories like that around the NBA of players who had to go through the alphabet soup of minor league, throwing out the GBA. That's a good blast from the past.
There was nothing good about it. Look, you had to, it was one
of obscurity. I did not think we were going to have a conversation about that.
No, but having to, for those of us who were team employees, who we would literally run to the bank to make sure you got your check cashed first while there was still money there.
You got the check at 4 o'clock on Friday, and you were at the check cashing facility at 4:05.
It was a foot race. It was good to be young at that point because you knew you could get paid before the fat guy. Anyway.
He really is, though. He's a great story in terms of perseverance. And like I said, I know there's a lot of guys in the league, but I like whenever people recognize that, because we all get enamored with the high lottery picks, but there are a lot of players in the league who have had to really earn their way there and fight through a lot of adversity and people telling them that they weren't good enough. And D.A. is one of many who carved out a successful career by not saying no.
Yeah, I always like to point out those guys, too. I'm glad that you feel the same way. Mark will be watching tonight and hoping, and I'm sure we're shaping up to be a competitive game between two mediocre basketball teams.
I'm looking forward to it, as I do every game. So we'll see you guys at the arena tonight.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, take care.
Mark Folawill of Mavericks Television.
Speak for yourself on that one. I will be relegating to that DVR for tomorrow morning because I am not going to watch the Bulls and the Mavericks.
Hey, you're early. You got another couple hours
Bulls
before.
And the Mavericks. I know it's not.
We get to it's on.
It's not. It's on yet, but that won't be on. We could do what won't be on right now.
That's a different segment.
I'm not going to watch the Mavericks and the Bulls when there's so many things to watch this evening.
Yeah, we can name that after Terry. It's called the I'm not interested
right, exactly.
sign.
We just hang Bulls Mavericks. Hang the sign right on that nail. No, I'm good. I'm good on that. Actually, I wanted to get into the NFL weekend with you. We haven't done it yet. Some mesmerizing things happened this weekend, and of course, I've got the Atlanta vibes because them Falcons are in the NFC Championship game, similar to when I first went down there in 2012, so I know the city's buzzing for that. And of course, Aaron Rodgers, and you got Brady versus Tomlin, and Antonio Brown and his Facebook Live stuff, so I wanted to get up into some of this NFL weekend stuff with you as well.
Let's do it all and grab some phone calls, too. 312-644-6767. This already feels a little comfortable, I guess. Not so hard. Yeah, this whole radio
not
thing.
Not if you're going to force me to watch the Bulls and the Mavericks. No, that's not happening.
That guy's forcing people to listen. He's going to come over and force you to watch when he gets done with all the listeners. My radio's broken. The Bernstein and Goff Show. That's what you have in afternoons on The Score.
After 25 years, The Score is still evolving. Check out our new lineup. Molly and Hanley start your day live at 5. Matt Spiegel and Chicago native Danny Parkins. Your new midday show, 9 a.m. to 1. In afternoons, it's Dan Bernstein teaming up with Jason Goff. And finally, it's Lawrence Holmes, night 6 to 10. Yep, still Chicago guys. Still the voice of the fan. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. From bad to worse for the San Diego Carson Chargers. They need help moving. They've got 55 years of history to pack up in San Diego, and they need to get to Carson Stat. The question is, who are they going to lean on to help them move? I know who it's not going to be. 24 local moving companies. They have joined forces, and they refuse to move them if they do call. Just when you thought that it could not look any worse or get any more embarrassing for the Chargers, they're back in the national news. Your money's not good here. No, really, your money's not good here. We're not taking that blood money. And can you blame them? Again, I can't find anyone anywhere who thinks that move was a good idea. Who wanted this? Not LA. No one here wants or needs a second NFL team. And it's only going to get worse for the Bullets before it gets any better. I'm Jim Rome.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
Hey there, friends. It's Matt Abaticola. You guys know I'm a completely satisfied and happy customer with Xfinity. I've had Xfinity now for going on 3 years, and I just could not be happier with the service and the products they provide. But today, I want to talk to you out there. If you have DirecTV, because you're missing out on a lot of programming. This is really, really amazing. Looking over all these details about DirecTV, if you have it here in Chicago, you don't get CW or CBS programming, which is crazy to me, which means you can't watch your local CBS Channel 2 news, which is insane. Also, no Sunday Ticket, no NFL Network, no NFL Red Zone, and you can't stream NFL programming on mobile devices, which is ridiculous because a lot of people do. You know, if there's a football game on CBS, that means you're not getting to watch it. What if it's your team playing on CBS? You're not going to be able to watch it on DirecTV. That's silly. There's no downloading your content to watch on the go. And I use my Xfinity TV app all the time. I started yesterday on HBO watching The Young Pope. I didn't get through episode 2. I finished it today on the train, on my smartphone, using my Xfinity TV app. You can't do something like that with DirecTV. And you have no DVR with DirecTV, which means you can't record shows and then watch them on your own time. With DirecTV Now, you only have 72 hours to watch your show before it goes away. So they're actually scheduling when you have to watch TV, not when you want to. With Xfinity, you can stream it up to 5 different devices at the same time. With DirecTV Now, just 2 devices. 2 is less than 5, people. With Xfinity, you can take your content on the go. You can also stream live programming. You can access your DVR. And you get access to video on demand, which I love. Thousands of shows and movies right there at your fingertips with Xfinity's TV app. With Xfinity also, you get access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. So no need to use your data. If you're out and about, you can always connect through an Xfinity Wi-Fi connection, which is convenient and helpful. I do it all the time with the guys. Me and the boys are out to dinner, out to lunch, got their iPads. We connect with Xfinity Wi-Fi. Doesn't matter if the restaurant has good quality Wi-Fi or not. I get it through Xfinity with their millions of hotspots nationwide. So don't let DirecTV limit your entertainment or tell you when you have to watch TV. Switch to Xfinity today. Just call them at 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way, free. Ripping out the old carpet, no charge. Hauling it away, on the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends January 18th.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's Matt Spiegel. Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
For professional transportation, there's only one limousine company to count on, and that's Top Fleet Limo. Whether it's for business, personal, wedding transportation, bachelor parties, or to and from the airports, you can count on them. Their extensive fleet includes sedans, SUVs, stretch limos, party buses, and coach buses to accommodate any size group. Call Top Fleet today at 877-317-3201 or go to topfleetchicago.com and mention Score 10 for 10% off. Top Fleet. Take a ride with the pros.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
This week in music history. American soul singer Wilson Pickett died of a heart attack at age 64 this week in 2006.
Atlanta.
This week in 2012, Etta James died from complications of leukemia at age 73.
Welcome to the hotel.
And this week in 2016, Glenn Frey of the Eagles died of complications from pneumonia.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
CBS Sunday, January 22nd. 18 ordinary people will go on the run.
We can't stay in one spot.
We gotta get out of here.
They'll try to elude expert hunters.
My team is from the Navy SEALs, CIA, U.S. Marshals.
We'll find them.
In a high-stakes game of hide-and-seek.
We are safe as long as we don't make a silly mistake.
My instinct is telling me something ain't feeling right.
Move in.
Let's go.
Haunted, series premiere CBS Sunday, January 22nd.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, here we go again. From the far hash mark, kicking from left to right, trying to send the Packers to Atlanta. Good snap, good hold. Kick is on its way. End over end. It is good! And the Green Bay Packers will head back to the NFC Championship game. They'll go to Atlanta as they have eliminated the top seed Dallas Cowboys. As time expires, 34-31, Mason Crosby comes through with his fourth field goal of the day.
I know we're on the heels of an update, Dan, but on the other side, one of the greatest games I've watched. And I don't like to throw that around loosely because, you know, in the era of hot takeness, you always got to say this is the greatest or that was the greatest. But that
instant classic.
Yeah, real deal. That was a terrific damn football game. And some of the other games were intriguing as well.
Not only was it great, I thought that the broadcast team was really good. I know people don't like Joe Buck. I am not one of those people. I like that pairing. There is something about big games, big stages, mm-hmm. that Joe knows what he's doing. He doesn't like the Cubs. I mean, all what that is a big time broadcaster in the perfect spot for a big time game.
And I think Troy goes out of his way at times to make sure that people feel like he doesn't have an allegiance to the Dallas Cowboys in his broadcast style. So I want to talk about those things with you and also the people at 312-644-6767. But first, Matt Abatacola.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abatacola. Looking for family fun this winter? Join Coach Collins and Northwestern Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Family plans on sale now at nusports.com. The Blackhawks have dropped their last two. They're on the road tonight facing Colorado. The Avalanche have a conference low 27 points. Puck drops at 8. Marcus Kruger was expected to skate today back here in Chicago. The Bulls are looking for their third consecutive win as they host Dallas tonight. Tip-off is at 7. Nico Mirotic makes his return from an illness. NFL notes, Championship Sunday set. You heard it right there. Green Bay beating Dallas 34-31. They'll take on Atlanta in the first game. New England hosting Pittsburgh in Game 2. Coverage starting on the Score at 1 o'clock. The Pro Football Writers Association selected the Bears' Jordan Howard, Cody Whitehair, and Leonard Floyd to the All-Rookie Team. Ezekiel Elliott and Joey Bosa have been named their Offensive and Defensive Rookies of the Year. The Bears reportedly are set to hire Jeremiah Washburn as their new offensive line coach. The Chargers interviewed Gus Bradley for their defensive coordinator position, and Ken Wisenhunt is staying on as their offensive coordinator. The Cubs today claimed right-handed pitcher Dylan Floro from the Rays, and the Blue Jays and Jose Bautista have a one-year deal in place with a mutual option that could keep him in Toronto through 2019. College Buckets, Illinois takes on Purdue tonight with coverage starting on the Score at 6. Meet the laptop that takes care of business, the Dell Latitude 13 7000 series with Intel Core processors, powerful performance, and incredible battery life. It allows your employees to do their best work wherever their work takes them. Learn more at Dell.com/radio. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Epson.
In 2 years...
This week's most popular music... 8 years ago, 2009.
Number 3.
Kanye West, Heartless.
In the night, I hear him talk the cold stone.
Number 2.
Beyonce, Single Ladies. And the number 1 song this week, 8 years ago in 2009. Lady Gaga, Just Dance.
Just Dance.
in an interesting time where, of course, the quarterback is the most important position and will be for the foreseeable future with how punitive penalties are. And in the passing game, you know, the short passing game is turning to the run game now. And
rules changes to protect your quarterback and keep him ambulatory and famous and marketable.
Oh, no doubt. And make sure he doesn't talk to his pops, too. You know, on top of that, make sure you don't talk to the family. Aaron Rodgers,
you know what? That's
talk to his family in a while.
That is the downside of if the Packers make the Super Bowl. When you think about the weeks, you can't, I know you can, you're going to say, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. That's going to become really
the special stories of Jordan Rodgers and Papa Rodgers not being able to talk to their brother.
Especially with the dad talking right now, who said, you know, and he even said something like, you don't want to air dirty laundry, but it's good that it got out. I don't even know what that means. And I feel a little uncomfortable and voyeuristic because I don't really.
Feels like you shouldn't be in that conversation. Feels like family stuff should stay inside the home.
But in the reality show world in which we live, there's no such thing as that, and it's going to be a really difficult time for Aaron Rodgers.
How many times have we found ourselves with the best quarterback being on what I think on Championship Sunday out of the four teams by far the worst roster? Like, if you look 1 through 53 at that Green Bay Packers team, you got some old guys, you know, and Julius Peppers and Clay Matthews getting up there as well. So
that's amazing that he's considered an old guy at the top of your head.
Right, Hall of Fame performers, I think both of those guys. You got the best set of tackles in the game in Bulaga and Bakhtiari.
Is Bakhtiari okay?
Bakhtiari got hurt. Yeah, he got hurt in that game, so we'll see what happens with him.
That looked bad. It did. And then he gets up and he's doing his Mr. Running Man thing. And I'm like, whoa, hey, let's do some field tests on you, big fella.
Then he goes over to the side and he's like, yep, they're going to have to cut this off.
Ow!
And Jordy Nelson with his ribs probably won't play again. Well, who knows? Broken ribs. But that game was great because that defense allowed Dallas back in the game. And if Dallas would have ran the ball, and I know you look at Ezekiel Elliott's stats, we get 120 plus yards and 20 plus carries. I thought he should have got 30, 35 carries and maybe 200 yards the way he was running the ball and the way they were controlling the line. But that Packers thing, a hot quarterback, of course, does a lot for you. And I'm looking at these four quarterbacks in Aaron Rodgers and Matt Ryan and Ben Roethlisberger and Tom Brady. You can't really lose with any of them. And if you ask who's the worst talent out of all four, the guy with the worst talent or the guy who is the least talent might be the MVP this season, and Matt Ryan. And he's had a terrific season. And Kyle Shanahan has done a terrific job. He's probably, you know, I think he's sniffing around that San Francisco job right now, to be honest. But that Green Bay thing, the lack of just oomph there. They're playing with a banged up secondary.
Is that a metric? Is
this the lack of oomph?
Oomph metric or lack thereof?
They don't, the it that they lack in terms of the big boom players outside of Aaron Rodgers, and they still might get to the Super Bowl, and hell, they could win it because of Aaron Rodgers. I think Tom Brady is the best that I've seen. Dan Marino and John Elway, probably the most talented that I've seen. I got to throw in Rodgers in that, not just best that I've seen and most talented that I've seen, but the fact that he can do all the things that you would ask of any quarterback. Well, all right, are you a mobile guy? Can you get outside the pocket? Maybe your arm's not strong enough. Or can you shuffle in the pocket and keep your eyes downfield? Every single characteristic that you look for in a top-flight quarterback, he's got it, and he's doing it on a team that I'm not that impressed by, frankly.
He also has one particular move. I'm going to Hawk Harrelson this thing here and give you a slice of something he does that I think I can't remember. I'm not saying it's the best there ever was, best there ever will be, but off the top of my head, I can't remember a quarterback more adept at undoing his step up in the pocket, to unclimb a pocket, where usually once a guy commits to the climb, to stepping past outside pressure, he's there, and then is he going to go forward, or he's going to stop, or he's... I've never seen anybody, and maybe it's because he knows how his tackles block, but he's so good at stepping, I'm saying, wait, no, this is wrong, I'm better off back out here, and then curling around. That it is it's a unique Aaron Rodgers thing. And look, I know somebody's got phones like, Fran Tarkenton. Fine. I'm not saying it's a hard and fast thing. It's just a particular observation of the number of times he's able to undo forward pocket movement. Because that's crazy. But there were a couple times where you know he was looking for Jordy. he sensed, like, where's Jordy? It's sort of like the Sedins, you know, where's Henrik? Mm-hmm. Where's Daniel? That's the thing.
He's where's
like,
my number one
where's
guy?
Jordy? Because you know he's coming back, and you know he's going to be right there 15 yards on the sideline, just sitting there. And he was still able to do it, even after it's like, oh, crap, he's not out here. I've got to find a different guy.
And how about that safety that I had no idea existed? I still don't know his first name. His last name is Heath. And it's the
guy made the pick.
The white safety who got to every single ball.
White safety.
Right, white safeties assemble. He got to every single ball, even the one that was called back.
That's my campaign plank, by the way.
White safety?
No, just white safety in general.
It was Dallas Stelt. Was his name
Dallas
Felt,
dude? And then he gets to the quarterback. He gets to Aaron Rodgers and how Aaron Rodgers doesn't fumble that football. And then
that's what where Jay Cutler's making Jay face like, like, you know,
he's got the peace of mind to call a timeout. He's got as soon as he goes down, he's like, you know what, I got to call a timeout here because obviously that play didn't go well. I mean, the game had everything that you needed from it. It had Ezekiel Elliott being Ezekiel Elliott. It had Dak Prescott, you know, and
early on rough.
That's the thing.
Like, I thought, oh boy, they found something here.
Do you believe, because we've talked about it on the midday show, I said that at some point he's going to have his rookie game. And you just don't want it to happen in the playoffs.
I asked Dan Pompey last week. I said, "It at what point do you say, okay, nice season, Rook. You've been great. You've been beating expectations with every snap.
When's that game coming?
Every game. And at some point afterward, it's like, well, you know, he's a rookie in the playoffs. You know, and he's only a rookie in the playoffs. What do you expect?
And that's where the experience convo came in. And this is where I do have a problem with Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, because they did it the week before with the Odell Beckham boat. Party boat gate thing where there's like, I'm not saying, but people will be asking.
He did it again
with Tony Romo. They're like, in no way am I intimating that Tony Romo should be in this game, but like, if you feel that Tony Romo, I mean, it's a good piece of analysis, and I'll be honest with you, Tony Romo,
say it though, own it.
Yes, that's all. I'm sitting there like, Tony, give me the camera shot. Tony smiling on the sideline.
The director was ahead of him though, because after another three and out, and they came back, they came back with a shot.
Was it Dak and him on the bench?
It was Dak just throwing.
Okay,
it was Dak warming up. And I'm watching with my kid, and I said, you know why they're showing that, right? I said, it's the whole should they put Tony Romo thing. And so I don't know where it starts, and it depends on who the producer and director are, because
the kind of relationship you have with
them. And sometimes,
can we get a shot of Tony here?
Sometimes the producer's like, hey, let's get a shot of Tony. Let's come back. Let's roll out with a shot of Dak or something. Like,
produce the TV show.
And then they say, hey, Joe, we're cutting to Dak here in 3, 2, 1. And then so it sort of builds that way. I don't want to put it all on the play-by-play guy.
No, I just, if that's how you feel, run with it, because Jerry Jones would have been smiling. Everybody would have been fine. I mean, Tony Romo, you know, by the way, there's a couple of teams in these here playoffs that Tony Romo can just drop nicely on, and they'll probably be Super Bowl contenders. And one of them
if he were on the Texans in that game.
How about the Kansas City Chiefs? I mean, Alex Smith.
Yeah, you know,
ordinary game. This dude is just good enough. I can't wait till 5 o'clock because this dude is just good enough to get you beat. And yeah, he had a nice drive at the end there. And is it a hold? Is it not a hold? Eric Fisher on James Harrison, whatever. But you got to score more than that against a defense that I don't particularly think is great in that Pittsburgh Steelers defense. Hell, they've been trying to find the next game changer, young game changer, via the draft and free agency for the last few years on our team. Ryan Shazier is okay. Artie Burns is okay. But yeah, he gets you what, 16 points? It's 16 points, 17 points, something like that, at home in a playoff game. If you drop Tony Romo on that team, you drop him on Minnesota, you drop him, like you said, on the Texans, I mean, there's something right there for you. But I just thought that game had everything you wanted. It had a comeback. It had star power. It had three of the best players this year in the NFL. And Ezekiel Elliott,
field goals.
Yeah, right. You had three 50-yard field goals in the last 2 minutes of that game. One of them was the first one by Mason Crosby was a wobbler. You're like, is this thing going to make it? Usually football games don't deliver, and especially in the divisional round.
And especially this year.
Yeah, because maybe two good football games? Like, down to the wire, really good football games in the last week. Championship Sunday, you always look forward to, but that game had everything you needed, and of course, topped off by how amazing Aaron Rodgers is, because that roster, I think that you'll see in these two games, I think they have the worst roster of the four teams, and they might make it to the Super Bowl.
We'll grab some phone calls, 312-644-6767. He is Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. This is your SCORE afternoon show, Bernstein and Goff, Sports Radio 670 WSCR.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
Geek app on my phone, and I use it all the time when I'm looking for tickets for anything. You know, I was just looking just now, and if you want to go see a pro hockey game here in town, there's a game coming up next week. Tickets starting at $65. You're not going to beat that anywhere else except on SeatGeek. That's where you'll find those prices. Maybe a college basketball game. You want to go out to Evanston and see a local team play. I saw a game coming up end of the month. Tickets starting at $8. That's on SeatGeek. Here's why SeatGeek is the best, because they give you the best deal on every ticket available. What they do is they price compare for you by searching multiple ticket sites, so it saves you time and energy and effort of going through multiple sites. It's all there for you in one spot. You'll always find the lowest available price on SeatGeek. They also want to help you get the most bang for your buck, and this is my favorite feature of the app. When you open the venue you're going to, you'll see green dots and red dots. The large green dots are the best value. That's the best grades that SeatGeek gives. You go to those first. Those are the ones that will give you the best prices for those seats. But I'm telling you, SeatGeek has something for every budget. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee. So you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. And I can give each of you out there a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. So here's what you do. Download the SeatGeek app. Go to the settings tab and click add a promo code. You enter promo code Matt, M-A-T-T, and SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first purchase. Remember, pro hockey in town, $65 next week. There's a basketball game, college game in Evanston. Tickets starting at $8. Download the SeatGeek app, enter promo code Matt, and do it today. It's SeatGeek.
For professional transportation, there's only one limousine company to count on, and that's Top Fleet Limo. Whether it's for business, personal, wedding transportation, bachelor parties, or to and from the airports, you can count on them. Their extensive fleet includes sedans, SUVs, stretch limos, party buses, and coach buses to accommodate any size group. Call Top Fleet today at 877-317-3201 or go to topfleetchicago.com and mention SCORE10 for 10% off. Top Fleet. Take a ride with the pros.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can still make an impression.
My video games are still game changers.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill,
it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Now my stuff gets a second chance.
And will give someone in my community
a second chance too.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. That's goodwill.org. This message brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Your weekly horoscope. Aries, while it seems like people are looking to you for all the answers, they're just looking to chat. Taurus, addressing the issues directly is the only way to go this week. No need to be embarrassed. Gemini, it's easy to get hung up in the gossip game. Try focusing your energy on a personal project. Cancer, a small detail has the potential to turn into a pretty nasty headache. Leo, this week is all about connections, and an out-of-work relationship may start to blossom. And Virgo, this week love is in the stars, and your romantic escapades may be bumped up a notch. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS. CBS Thursday, the outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in 1886, modern field hockey was born. The first basketball game was played this week in 1892. This week in 1903, the Tour de France bicycle race was announced. The PGA was formed this week in 1916. This week in 1937, Cy Young was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. This week in 1939, had the first NFL Pro Bowl. The PGA approved allowing black participants. This week in 1952. This week in 1958, had the first black player in the NHL.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Roethlisberger, the snap, falling to a knee, clutching onto the ball, and that does it. The Chiefs have lost at home. And Pittsburgh has won their second consecutive playoff game. The Pittsburgh Steelers have won 9 consecutive games. They were 4-5, and people thought dead in the North. They rattled off 7 consecutive regular season wins to win the division, hosted the Miami Dolphins last week and won 30-12 in Pittsburgh. Come on the road on a raw, cold, foggy, rainy night in Kansas City and win.
Raw, cold. How else do you want your carpaccio, Mr. Harlan?
Hey, man, world economy. You know, I struggle with it at times as well, Kevin. Don't beat yourself up, brother. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score. 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com as well if you want to watch, if you like to watch.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
What were like those old school like Showtime and Cinemax like softcore things back in the day? Was it like Red...
Hot Springs Hotel?
Red Shoe Diaries or something like that where you're like, ooh, I saw a hip. This is racy, you know, back in the day.
Well, when there was something called On TV that was like the first subscription movie channel thing. And even if you didn't get the movies that were on TV, if you ran it through your VCR, you could set
Squiggly lines?
Just, you know, you'd get like a line in the middle, but you'd still, you know.
Half a screen?
You get a nipple on there every once in a while.
Oh my God. You know? Can't believe I'm watching this.
Hey, look at that. That's something.
And now you've got a roaming porn machine in your pocket at any time you want.
Is that what this is?
Yes, it's not a phone.
Roaming porn machine. Activate.
You just...
No. Now you're dragging him into it.
Scott from Davenport does not have the avatar of a roaming porn machine.
Well, then again, you look at him. He sort of just brings those feelings upon you naturally, just when you're around him.
In a Ken Bone kind of way.
Now, does your son have a phone yet?
No, he doesn't have a phone yet. No, he doesn't have. I'm still waiting for his damn Social Security card. Okay. Like, you know, for a month, I had to hear people call him Tucker, and knowing that his last name is Golf, damn it.
Well, then you can start the 529. You know, the moment you get that number is when you immediately begin the 529. I'm telling you.
Is that a move? Are we back to the porn?
No, that's the college fund. Interest-free.
Going to college.
Well, yeah. Also, when you do your taxes, you got to have that number handy because the first year we had our kid didn't remember her Social Security, didn't have the card on me, so I had to go back home and get it.
Get that break
while we're getting the taxes filled out.
Yeah, that's the one thing that he did look out for me. He was born before the first.
I texted you that. I said he got the deduction. Sure, he's premature. He's got to be in the NICU for a month. Right. But tax deduction. Right. And this 630 texter, it's not Roman porn machine, as in like ancient Rome. It was ROA.
Just got a chest plate on while you just.
Hail Caesar! Just and lube. Get a load of this!
Just throwing lube on guys. No, that's
Vini,
not what it is.
Vini Vici, if you know what I mean. Especially the first one. I saw I conquered, but you know what I mean.
No, no, no.
Well, if you speak Latin, you got a kick out of that one. But I do like a band name, Roman. It's R-O-A-M-I-N, referring to the phone. And of course, I get a text from my kid. I forgot he was homesick today, and I should have remembered because I took his temperature and he had a fever in the morning.
He's a kid.
So he's homesick, yeah. And he's listening to the show during transition when I mentioned that the second kid raises itself.
Like that's tough. That's tough for the second kid to hear that.
Right. And then, so there's a text here. It says, second kid, you don't give a damn? Come on, man.
Well, apparently, Keyshawn Johnson is texting right. from Jason Bernstein's phone.
Come on, man. And then he got jacked up.
Nah, dude. Right. I won't know about the second kid raising himself, so I'll just have to rely on your experiences with one Jason
Bernstein. I don't know. I don't know if you wait a month to get the kid the phone yet or how that works with you and these young parents today.
I feel bad putting them on social media. Like if I take a picture of them and put it on Instagram, I have to look at my lady and go, hey, is this cool to post? Because immediately people start hitting her up like, oh, look at Chase, look at, all those things. But yeah, it's a whole new world that I got to think about now that I never, ever, like, what do I do the first time I catch him sending his junk to somebody? The talks that you had to have maybe 15, 20 years ago.
It's time for us to have the talk about sending a picture of your junk to somebody.
Son, did you get good lighting? Where was it? Was it cold in the room?
Well, we had the talk when we found him posting YouTube videos of himself bottle flipping. I said, wait, you have a YouTube thing?
He has a YouTube channel?
I don't know. Nice. He got out of it because he explained something I couldn't understand.
Of course.
And then I just sort of wagged my finger at him and said,
don't you do that.
Right. Whatever.
Take out the trash.
Whatever that is. And I flipped the lights on and off and then left.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got a podcast already, all those things.
Schererville, Indiana. Jake, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. My question was it's about the Bears, and it's asking you how would you feel if you were if you were Ryan Pace right now and you going into this off season. Let's say that we assume he doesn't address the secondary with that first pick. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Let's say he doesn't address the secondary with that first pick. Yes. 'Cause that's usually the one you assume is going to be the playmaker right off the bat. Would you feel that? Yeah, it wouldn't be too far
today, Junior.
To go and overspend for a guy like an Eric Berry.
Okay, all you had to ask is,
sign Eric Berry?
Should the Bears sign Eric Berry?
I don't know how I feel about 30-plus-year-old safeties also his health. I mean, this is a guy who's fought off, if I'm not mistaken, lymphoma, and
he's 28 years old.
Yeah,
but he might be an old 28 after going through what he went through trying to beat cancer, and beating cancer.
The is it going to come back? You have to ask yourself those things in the long term investment that is was it going to be a 4 or 5 year deal for a guy who's going to look for top dollar, and he's going to make you overpay if your situation isn't ripe with playoff future. I don't know that the Bears are a playoff contender next year or the year after that. I mean, you need a couple more drafts. So I think they should start a little bit younger and start a little bit smaller. That's one of the top two or three on the free agent market.
Yeah, last time they signed a veteran safety and gave us all the buzzwords about presence and stability and leadership, it ended up being Antrell Roll.
But he's different, though, Dan. That's a different guy. Antrell was done maybe in his last stop before he got here. Eric Berry's still making plays. He single-handedly won that Atlanta game down the stretch when they played at the Georgia Dome against the Falcons. So he's still got a little gas in the tank. It's just you will have to overpay for a guy like that if other teams come a-calling with better chances in the playoffs.
That's Goff. I'm Bernstein. This is Bernstein and Goff, the afternoon show on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing Santa Fe.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
The Home Depot has a new idea, free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way, free. Ripping out the old carpet, no charge. Hauling it away, on the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends January 18th.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At Sam Adams, we're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Into the jungle. Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
At the Home Depot, extra long weekends mean extra big savings. Shop now and get up to 35% off appliance special buys, like the Samsung Platinum Finish High Efficiency Laundry Pair. At just $549 each, you save over $500. Shop the best appliance savings of the